Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. I like this line. Hello, my beautiful friend. We have a wonderful guest. I think you were twice on Accent On.
Yes.
And here, I need to introduce you, Talia.
Hello.
Did I say nice way your name or with my funky accent?
It said with your beautiful accent.
But if you will describe in a right way your name, how people will spell and how they will be sounding.
Well, it sounds like Talia and it's spelled T-A-L-I-A.
Then not Talia, you are Talia.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, we'll call you what I call you.
And I'll call you Alona or Alana?
I like the two. I love both of them. Okay. Alana, Alana.
I'm glad
Alana.
This came up because I was really nervous just now, wondering what to say.
Yeah,
Alona,
you know,
Alana.
We have this very known singer, Talia. Yes, what is her name? Remember?
Oh, yes. She's from Mexico, maybe?
From Mexico, I think so,
yeah.
Too. Probably that's what I think. And the same, I think it's the same spelling,
it's
but
same
you are
spelling.
Talia.
Yes, but any of my Latino friends will say Talia, and I just have to accept that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Welcome. But we have Talia today with us, and Talia was a few months, many months ago, my guest, and she also was bringing every time guitar with her, because if I want to introduce you, I will say you are first my friend and then great singer, songwriter.
Thank you.
Do I need to add something to that?
I would just add, from my point of view, that I'm so grateful and so happy to be here right now.
You know what?
Thank you.
I think time always comes when time is right for both of us to meet. I met you, and I need to tell, because unusual life stories are popping up in our days of trouble sometimes. And I know I needed 2 years ago, probably, badly, somebody who will love my two dogs.
Yeah.
Because I just needed to take care of my mother who was dying in Europe, and I had nobody that I, in a second, could find. And I have friend to just giving me link, I think, to your Facebook.
Okay.
I think this was happened. This is how we met?
I think it was. I know that my friend Maureen... she said, you know, I have a friend who's really looking for a dog sitter, like, desperately. And I said, oh, well, I'll do it. I can do it. And so we started talking, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I love this woman. I loved you so much. And I was like, oh. And then it turns out you're also a vocal coach.
That was crazy.
It was amazing.
First, I had no idea that you were an artist. I was looking for somebody with beautiful heart, and that's what I got. Uh-huh. And then, you start talking, I start talking, then, you start singing, which was amazing, in my studio, and then you left a few songs with me. I knew that you would be my guest right away.
Oh,
but
you.
I needed to go Poland. You took care of my two beautiful babies, and you also helped me a few months ago with very unusual person link, because we needed to tape video and we needed horse ranch. And there was another link that you gave us. We finished
the
video.
Annette, right? Yeah.
Yes, with Annette. Annette was my guest also.
Oh.
I brought her here. She was just delightful. And
that's fantastic.
I know, how beautiful. And it's like you don't even know, but we had this whole video shoot, and the George, the horse, was a star of this video. And the singer, Kira Nicole, with her country song, who right now is a title song on her album, A Little Bit On My Own, she was here in few times also with me. But fact is that the star, George, the horse, he was a star. For 5 hours, he was just allowing us taping him. He didn't care about us when camera was not rolling, but when he saw camera light or something, he was turning his beautiful head towards us and was just perfection. There, and Annette is just amazing lady too.
She's amazing. And, you know, I don't even know her that well, but I just had an intuitive feeling that you guys would need to connect for this.
She was perfect. And my daughter whose company was producing the shot, yeah, we were so in love with this place. It was just great. Anyway.
Fantastic.
Now a little bit more about you. I said, yes, singer-songwriter.
Yes.
And your career began when?
My career began at age 5 alongside my father doing La Boheme at the Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York. That's when I first hit the stage.
That's a big dream. Big shoes to fill. What did you do? What did you do?
I sang in the children's chorus, and I had to run on stage with my dad, and my sister and brother were also in it. So that was my first time on stage, and my first whiff of the grease paint of the makeup and the stage and just the lights, and it kind of sunk in. Then I became an actress. I was an actress for a while, but I was still writing songs all the time. And then it's an interesting story of how I actually learned to play guitar and decided to be a songwriter. I actually got into an accident. A taxi hit me in New York, and I had my knee was so banged up I couldn't walk for 2 weeks, and that's when I finally learned how to play the guitar.
2 weeks?
Yes.
I don't know if it takes social
time
for a lot of people.
I started.
Amazing.
But that sort of began, and then I traveled around the country, and I sang in bars, and whoever would let me sing, and I sang for a room or for money, and kept going and did that for a year, and I had a dog with me.
Did you ever pay for your own life by singing?
Absolutely.
Never had any different type of job or art?
I had almost every kind of job in between the ebb and flows, because, you know, it's just, for whatever reason, I haven't completely given myself to the music. But guess what? Now I am.
Yes.
Now I am.
I know, this is like you mentioned, you were just hit by taxi and you couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And you decide to pick up guitar,
yeah,
and your life changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are an open book, fresh open book. Right now, we'll be talking about your life struggling, although winning sight of everything what is happening to you,
yes,
will and is making you a songwriter that is today,
mm-hmm,
new one,
mm-hmm,
different. And we'll describe a little more what's happened. I think I prefer to play something right
Perfect.
Away.
Good idea.
Because we talk how beautiful and great singer and songwriter you are. And we had the chance to listen to your song in previous shows. We have two. Which one you think will be best? All the Water? Would you drink water? That's a fool. Yeah, or Aphrodite. Which one you would like to start our show?
Let's start with Aphrodite.
Oh, okay.
Meet my friend Callie. She's smoking a cigarette.
not a song right for today, for this weather. You drive the car, you know, roofies.
Roll the top down, roll the windows down.
Jazz moves. Beautiful words, beautiful lyrics, and really optimistic song. And just gives you this breath of, oh, I want to do stuff. I don't want to give up on something. I just am longing for something. It's just, and the mood is just beautiful, very California.
Thank you. Well, the song, this record was 7 years in the making because I had a little problem when I tried to make it the first time, a little mental problem.
We like that.
I'm an open book. So, and then it took me 7 years of working and getting more stable and getting well enough, and then I went back and finished it. So this was the first song we did, and it's like my triumphant, like, you know, and I hope that it would inspire in other people what it inspired in me to write it and to sing it. That it's, you know, anything's possible.
I think every song has an audience. Some song reach most of us with the message, and I love songs with the message. They are very helpful, and lots of us are coming and going with the situation that sometimes are above everything what we thought one day will happen to us.
Right.
And sometimes we are winners, sometimes we are losers. It's how we deal with the situation sometimes changes the outcome. Okay.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
You are so right. And you mentioned you had your problems before with lots of different things. But this one that happened a year ago, you couldn't expect, and especially that you said you had a dream about something, that something will go wrong. Could you tell us, you know, you are an open book. I love to talk to you. We love to talk to each other.
Yes.
And I think if most of us, everybody, all our friends and not only friends, when we ask them, how are you, they will not give us, oh, I'm fine, thank you for asking. Sometimes if they will give us tiny little bit explanation if something is not okay, that is right to say, things are not going right, you know, can I share with you what's going on?
Yes.
Maybe we don't want to hear their troubles, but I think most of us, we want to help another person or be with them if they have issues, or just understanding that not for everybody and not always and mostly from nobody, life goes right way all the time.
Right, right.
Okay, then you just tell us, what's happened one night to you?
I actually started having dreams, Alona. I had dreams for about 6 weeks and in the dream, everyone's acting normal, and I'm over here trying to act normal and feeling like this discord inside my body. There was something wrong. And I thought it was because I've struggled with depression and stuff, so I thought it was something like that coming on, but it wasn't depression. And so I just, the dreams kept coming back. And so for 6 weeks, I had these dreams. And then I finally got a little bit of insight, and the dreams was something about me physically. So I went to see my doctor, and she said, have you had a mammogram recently? And I said, oh, no, I don't do those. I don't do those. And so she said, well, you are now. Go, and so you have a mammogram. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
This is like... I don't do that. That's so, it's so true for me to go to doctor when I feel how I feel many times not so good.
Yeah.
It really takes a lot of mental energy and preparation to get myself out of the house, drive myself to the doctor and describe that I don't feel good.
Right.
I don't feel well. And I know most of us avoid any question that something could be even more serious. And by pushing these thoughts away, we don't act on them.
Right.
And you act on them. And in a very happy outcome for you, you cut cancer in a stage zero.
Yes.
Nobody, I didn't know that stage zero exists for the cancer.
It doesn't even exist, but they call it stage zero, but it doesn't really, it's, you know, the cancer was there, but it was contained within the breast, and so they just removed the breast. And
and your breast was taken almost away wholly by cancer. Yeah. It was like you said,
it was the breast. it was. I mean, pardon me, but it looked like a snow globe, like a blizzard of little white dots. And I knew as soon as I looked at the mammogram, I got this. My whole I almost fainted because I saw that, and I thought, I don't know what that is, but I know it's got to go.
Okay.
And the pathologist was looking at it like this is something we need to look at. And I thought, well, yeah. And so I just prepared myself for and I did some research, and I had the surgery 5 weeks ago. And within 3 or 4 weeks, I was back to driving and doing things because my mental state going in was that of triumph again. It was that of, I'm going to survive this. and it's just a stepping stone. It's a wake-up call.
Okay, I was, Talia, I was looking at Facebook. That's all what we do, and we are finding out what's going on in our friends' lives. And yes, one day this C word appeared horribly, and obvious, I was coming back all the time, seeing how are you doing, and reading here and there, and just saying I like, or whatever we do, you know, trying to be with our friends, saying, hey, hey, I know what's going on, and I'm there with you, with my thoughts. I knew right away that somehow you felt stronger than few months before when I met you, when you were perfectly fine. You were weaker when I met you. Even when you were perfectly fine physically, I felt that you are a very vulnerable human being in the stage of life that you were. And you get your, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know. And now I was reading on the Facebook, I was seeing you crystallize your thoughts, which we, I think most of us giving ourselves these beautiful thoughts that life is, you know, precious. We need to just look forward to what is the best in life. We need to repeat this, the lines like that on a daily basis. But you also had this energy about you. I'm doing my things. I'm not giving back. I just don't even hang on these thoughts that something can be not right in the end.
Exactly. That was my thought process and what I held. And I had a lot of, I have a lot of support, really amazing friends and family. And, you know, Facebook is a place, you know, it's funny. We were talking before about confiding in another human being and being real and telling them the truth. You know, I don't talk about my stuff just with anyone, but I will broadcast it on live radio.
You know what? And I always was saying that my Accent on Radio show is the best friend for myself. You know, the place and this place that I sit right now, and people, whoever is listening, sometimes I maybe am too personal, because when my family life fell apart 2.5 years ago, I needed to talk about this on the radio. And I thought, and all my friends, the real friends, oh God, thank you for friends.
Yes.
They were there for me. And I know that talking about your life problems, maybe not for a long, long time, but really including our friends and sometimes strangers in our life story, has amazing impact on somebody else. And then people start feeling like they can say something. They feel like, oh my gosh, that's what is, wow, I'm not alone. And I think that's why you are here and on a Facebook and with your friends and with your music.
It is.
It's because we want to say, you found something that you had no even reason to look for, you know, not only because you were not going to see mammogram doing, but you just didn't need it, you thought.
I thought I was just invincible. Oh, I don't need that. Maybe when I'm 50, I'll try on.
And again, you're a young and cool-looking woman, and everything is fine. And then outside of that, you were battling depression, and and you thought, okay, that must be it. Something is maybe there. Honey, music is something that cures mine and your soul, because we cannot live without music, and we write and we produce, we sing, and this is our journey, yours and mine.
It's our journey
and dream.
And all I've ever really wanted, ever since I was 8 years old, was just to be somebody that sheds a little light, that can tell my story, because I'm a storyteller from way back beyond this life, you know. And I tell stories, and if my story can help one person awaken to something that they need to know, or they need to say, or they need to feel, then I've achieved what I came here for.
Yeah, and today I think I have you with your guitar.
I do have a guitar.
I have guitar with you, and you are so good when you sing live.
Oh.
Then it's time, I think, for some beautiful music.
Absolutely.
And boy, are we lucky to have you here.
Thank you, Ilona.
And we'll be listening. What is the song?
The song is called Let You In, and I wrote it in 1998, actually. It's one of my earlier songs. And it's a true story. Most of my songs are true stories. So,
beautiful.
Without further ado. We were walking by the riverside. I wasn't looking for a place to hide. We were smiling in the sun. We were laughing and having fun. Oh, but I hid my deeper self inside. And I don't show this place to just anyone. Oh, wait a minute, yes I do. I show this place to everyone but you. I'm a live wire, and hey, I'm a genius too. See through your apathy, I see through your meanness, and I let you in. Everything moves me, is it any wonder? I pray for rain and I run from the thunder. Say I won't fall in love, but I always, always fall. But I won't fall in love with my doctor. In everyone lives the cause and the cure. Don't fall in love with the songwriter. In everyone lives a song, and it's more than you know. Deeper than we go, more than we show, more than we show. And you're a live wire, and hey, I'm a genius. I see through your apathy, I see through your meanness, and I let you in. We were walking by the riverside. Guess I was looking for a place to hide. We were smiling in the sun. We were laughing and having fun.
I couldn't ever stop you from finishing this beautiful song. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Let you in.
Is this not the most important question, who you let in into your life?
Yeah, that line of, I don't show this place to anyone. Oh, wait, no, I do. I show it on Facebook. I show it on live radio. I show it to strangers. But it's hard to show it to the one you know, your soulmate.
It's true.
You have to.
but they need to earn.
They need to earn. Somehow the people closest to us, you know, it's easier to share in a more public form.
Absolutely. No, but they listen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the outcome? Good story or bad story? Good ending or bad ending?
It's a good ending. You know what? I don't think there are any bad endings, you know? I mean, sometimes things fall apart or you move.
For reason.
But,
which we are going to the situation that everything in life is for reason.
We need
to believe in that. And you can pre-plan your life the best way that you can, and you are not ready what hits you. Somebody said, I don't know that God sends you the pebbles, and then one day you are hit by the stone, yes?
Yes.
There was somewhere there. It was a beautiful saying.
Yes.
You are right. We better listen. No, but are we ready for the stone hitting our head?
What is it? Something about, I should know this. It's my song, but something about I pray for rain, but I run from the thunder.
Oh, yes.
So it's like I pray for love. I pray for this, but I run from love. I mean, how weird is that?
Yeah.
Because love can be scary when you're feeling it with your whole heart.
Absolutely. And artists have this honesty and openness. I think that we invite sometimes too much trouble in our life.
Yes.
Because we think that life is beautiful and everybody feels the same way. The romantic, the sweet, the deeper, the everything what we want to include in the songs. And
yes.
That's
yes.
what we do. Yeah, I think if I may ask you for another live performing, because
okay.
If it is okay with you, I would like to end our show, which we have time for that also, All the Water. Is this appropriate song to wait for the end of the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, then I think we have a concert right now, live concert. And what it will be, what this will be?
Right now it's called Tuning. I was in open tuning, so now I'm tuning back.
Is this the cool song that... Okay, I like to see you tuning. It's okay.
Woo.
That's okay.
Hey, it's live radio. It's
live
happening
radio.
Right now.
On the stage when people have a band, an acoustic artist, they We all need to wait for this moment. Yeah, that all strings are together, played very
nicely. Yeah, you gotta have it. I just feel like playing the first one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, and it's. Remember, I told you I traveled around the country, and I had a pickup truck and a dog and a box of clothes and books.
Is this not what you have today? I saw you in a pickup truck with this great. What is on the top? And you have a dog.
And now I have a Jeep and a dog.
I know.
But the dog is different. The Jeep is different, but it's still me.
And you have something on the top. What
I have
is this?
A tool. It's a. You can put stuff in it, you know, a cargo thing on top of the Jeep,
okay.
which barely fit in your parking garage.
I was like, who is this woman? I'm like, oh my gosh,
how she's going.
I couldn't ever place you in this car, but it was so hard to see you, and the free spirit get out. I'm like, it's me, ta-da.
The other day I was driving down the freeway and the back window just exploded. You saw that, right? Did you see it?
No.
The back window is completely gone.
I didn't.
It exploded.
What's happened?
I think I must have hit a rock or something.
That's scary. Good that it wasn't on the front. Again, it's always, you know, bad and good and good and bad. Okay, this song is one of the first songs that you wrote. What is the title?
This is called Gas Money.
Okay, we need them.
And I started writing it in New York, and I finished writing it in Montana.
Nice trip.
I got some greenbacks in my pocket, and if I don't fail to strike up a deal on a Ford truck for sale, I'll drive from New York to Montana on $50 and a prayer. If I can make it into Nashville, I'll take it from there. Now my daddy, he's worried, said I should be too, on the road with no money. Girl, what will you do? Well, I sing for my supper in each town I come through, for gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. Gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. And my oldest friend says it can't be done, young woman alone. Lord, it won't be no fun. But I sing for my supper, and my puppy sings too. Oh! For gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. Roll into Aspen, Colorado, with 11 cents to spare. My tank, she's on empty, but I do not care. Because I'll sing for my supper, like I always do. For gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. From Afton, Wyoming, to Idaho Falls, straight up to Montana, Lord, the big sky she calls. And when I cross that sweet border to the good Lord's land, my back's to the south wind in the palm of your hand. Ooh. Now I live in a cabin, I got no water. Now I live in a cabin, got no water, no heat. Each morning I build a fire just to thaw out my feet. But at daybreak, the big sky, she's calling my name. For gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. Gas money and coffee, some dog food and a brew. If you're down to your last nickel, I'll sing one for you. For gas money and coffee and anything you want me to.
Beautiful.
That's
of course. That's cute. It's beautiful. That's your life. You're really
it's
traveling. Is your life. And another song, but this is not what we do. We sing always gas money and food money, you know, and something, because you never know where the next gig or next success will come from. That artist up and down. Doesn't matter how high you are today in your success story, tomorrow you could be nowhere.
Exactly.
You know, and you need to rebuild yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself
again. Many people will like say, you never do nothing with your talent anymore. You need to wake up and look for another job.
Yes,
sometimes we need, but mostly I think it's us who need to decide it. Dreams maybe can be put far for right now. And start all over. I know that you said that you're writing right now. You know, you're always 5 weeks from really, really very, very scary moment in your life, operation. And 5 weeks, this is like to yesterday.
I know.
And you are running. And like I said, I thought when I looked in the Facebook, like, she's ready for Axenon.
Yes.
I know now she's ready. Somehow, somewhere, the energy was like really good. I think she's on the roll.
You're so right. And originally you wanted me the week before, but I couldn't do it that week. And I was so grateful because at that moment I wasn't ready.
You were
now
not.
I'm ready.
Yeah, beautiful. Smiling. Your eyes are just so bright. And obvious, I cannot wait to listen to another song. In a way, you know what? Let's take a little bit breather. I like, you know, my daughter, Natasha Miraya. She recorded duo with Kid Genius. And this man is just amazing producer and arranger, also vocalist. And they created a duo. I think pretty hard sometimes I'm playing. But seems like it's a very sweet ballad, love ballad. And I think that's what we need anyway.
We
need is love.
All we need is love.
And the way love me the way I am. And I think this title is perfect. That's all what we want.
Perfect.
Love me the way I am. I give you a few minutes of break to decide what songs you'll be playing. I think I will let you play live minimum 2 songs. And then we'll have one more to finish. But
perfect.
Hey, I want a live show from you today. Yes, I know, me too. Okay. The way I am, Natasha Miraya and Kid Genius.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that erupts in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Come and love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
I saw the light dim in your eyes. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise. I saw the light dim in your eyes.
I'll never try to change.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's my baby. I know.
That is amazing.
She will be 21 on May 5th.
What's her name? What's her name again?
My daughter, Natasha Miraya. You met her.
Yes, I did. I just wanted to hear her name because she's so amazing.
She's a really good singer. And, of course, the students at USC, they're just future for everything. Whatever they do, these young people, that will create better world for all of us.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's what is cool that when we are singing about love, you know, you have younger people, you have us also young in souls and beautiful, me and you,
yes.
You and I. But the music could be so different, but touches us in the same way.
Exactly.
Deeply. And the storytelling and words and lyrics are so important. And I know you emphasize very much
Absolutely.
On a storytelling in your ballads. And I'm sure the one that you'll be playing for us right now, what will be about? Tell me what
Let's
this song will
see.
Be about.
I'm still deciding. I know I had all that time to decide.
Oh, okay. We can play All the Water right now. Would you like to do that?
We could do that.
I can give you 3 minutes and 12 seconds to create.
Or okay. I could just jump in and play something just like spontaneously.
Right now or
yep.
later?
Yep.
Okay.
No, actually, no. Let's do All the Water.
Okay, let's play. In a way, it's great because this is also a produced song and
yes.
Is released on an album.
Yes, it's on my first album, Trail's End.
And I know not long ago you released an album also,
yes.
which has covers so beautiful. And
Thank
you were here
you.
Promoting your album. Tell me,
yes,
what is the title?
The title is called Waking the World. And Aphrodite is on there. The song I sang, or the song you played, is on there. It's an EP. It has 5 songs, and I did it in Austin, Texas, with Mark Holman.
Which you are going back.
I'm going
yes,
back
to Austin.
To do the next. Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Amazing.
And he's available. Yes, we
yes.
can. We can purchase.
Oh, yes,
and download
yes.
songs. Where
you can go to cdbaby.com and find me there. It's cdbaby.com/TaliaPaul22. And that will bring you to the new record.
Of course, everybody can go to Accent on Facebook. Please like us if
yes.
you want to leave a little bit like. We always appreciate, like I say. I don't know. I'm the one who will not pay for my likes. Then I think whoever is coming and leaving likes, this is the person who really wanted to leave the likes.
Yes.
But we have all links to Talia sites and we can find easily her music.
Yes, and if you go to Talia Paul Music, .com. That's
so
my
easy.
Home in the internet woods.
Can you pronounce your name, both names, one
yes.
more time?
TaliaPaulMusic.com.
Okay. Now we know where to find you, how you find
yeah.
you. And then now we will be playing something that you are very proud of, All the Water.
All the
and
Water.
When did you write this song?
I wrote this song in... actually, this is one of the earlier songs. I wrote it in the early 90s. And a friend of mine chose it to be his closing credits song in his movie called Two Ninas. Mm. So it got to be in a movie. And the song has come a long way, but it's one of my favorites.
Short story cuts. Tell us, what is the song about?
The song is about when you just, even though a person might not be doing the things you want or saying the things you want, you still keep reaching into that deep well inside of you and giving them more love because maybe they're just having a hard time. So I gather all the water in my wishing well and I give it all to you.
Aww.
And if you think you're done with wishes, there's another line in the song. If you get three wishes, but guess what? You get more than three wishes.
You gave one more even when they
you
think there's three more
left. You get one more when you
left.
Think you're done. You still have another wish.
It almost sounds like mothers. Mothers never stop giving us.
Right?
It's like, okay,
I'm mom to my dog.
I warn you three times and then always the next millions are coming. It's so beautiful. Okay, I cannot wait. We cannot wait to listen. All the water. This is a really good song.
Thank you.
I love it, love it, love it. You know, some songs you can write 20 years ago and you can play them and they're sounding like today.
That was 20 years ago?
I don't know. I'm saying
you're
some
right.
songs.
No, you're right.
You mentioned like
yes.
earlier song too, yeah. then maybe it was 10 years or 15.
No,
it doesn't matter,
20.
But it was 20. It's amazing. Sounds like they could be written now.
Wow. I'm glad I'm not, you know, too dated.
Yeah, you're right.
glad that I can cross that.
You know, I went through many styles of music and some of them are dated. When I listen back to my songs, I'm like, oh, gosh, 80s. Oh my God, 90s.
Yeah, the 80s especially.
You know right away. And the dance music especially with beautiful orchestra behind and all this disco, you know, that nobody 70s plays and arranges like that.
Yes.
We don't have live orchestra sounds
right.
anymore recorded. And you cannot really do the same way electronically and have the same feel to it. Yeah, you're right. That's bad and good, but the ballads, yes. the love ballads, acoustic style of music, and jazz. But this song is Evergreen. I think we'll carry you forever.
That's the alternate title now, Evergreen.
Okay. Yeah, you're so right.
All the Water / Evergreen.
Now, what we are listening to?
Well, I'm gonna play a song that for some reason I'm inspired to sing from the core of myself, the earlier stuff, the stuff before I got so jaded. I'm not jaded anymore. I got jaded, and then when I got cancer, it just sort of woke me up out of my stupor. So anyway, the song is called Wild Starfire, and it's basically just it's a little ballad, and it's about what it means to choose this lifestyle or have it chosen for you as a singer, songwriter, artist. And it's for everyone out there.
Welcome. I think this will be our last song for today. I will be trying to not stop you for finishing song. We have three minutes.
Okay.
And
it's a short song. It's a short song.
Yes. You decide when you want fade out. That's okay. Please play for us.
Sorry. Tuning is important. Wild Starfire is the name they gave me. Told me I would never walk. We are to bring our darkness wholly into the light and call it home. They said, let not this gift be a burden, so I offer it lightly up to you. You are to bring your darkness wholly to the light and call it home. When I'm alone in my room, I'm just like you. When he's alone in his car, he's just like you. And you can stay out all night. You can try to get it right. You will be no closer. Wild Starfire is the name they gave me. They told me I would never walk alone. I am to sing my darkness wholly into the light and call it home, and call it home, and call it home.
Thank you so much. You're in home here for sure. You can call Accent on LA Talk Radio with Ilona Europa and Talia Paul.
Thank you so much for having me.
You will be back. I cannot wait for new music that will be recorded soon. And you are going to Austin. And right now, I think we are almost done. I better have one more second minute for Eternal Kiss from me. Then let's finish also with some little dance music. And then we'll say bye-bye.
Liven it up.
Yes.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.